Shift by Standard Bank, the home of global citizens. Shift helps you buy, send and store local and foreign currency anytime, anywhere, directly from your mobile. Visit getshift.co.za to download the app. Powered by Standard Bank.
It's October 2021, and this is the 15th audio episode of The Shift Lift, the regular news digest of the app for the globally minded, based in South Africa. Shift operates under the license of the Standard Bank of South Africa Limited, an authorized financial services provider. FSP number 11287.
In case you missed it,
vaccines made in Africa.
Biotech firm Moderna plans to build a vaccine manufacturing facility in Africa. It will be capable of producing up to 500 million doses of mRNA vaccines each year.
Africa needs to be, over the next 20 years, autonomous in vaccine production. Africa is going to have a huge population in the next 20 years. So this needs to be done.
Record high for export values.
South Africa's trade surplus widened to a record high in the April to June period this year. The value of goods exports stayed well ahead of the rising value of imports.
The increase in merchandise export volumes contributed 58% to BCI index.
Net inflow for direct investment.
Direct investment into SA recorded a net inflow in the second quarter of the year. Although the net outflow of capital increased from 64.7 billion rand to 109.6 billion rand.
It does appear that there's far more appetite and far more investment interest in South Africa than I think we've seen for quite a while.
JSE top three.
The three top performing shares on the JSE in September were Montauk Renewables, up 41%, Aspen, up 39%, and Sasol, up 27%. Overall, the healthcare industry recorded the best returns for the month at 16.4%.
Montauk Renewables is a renewable energy company that basically generates both electricity but mostly renewable natural gas from the methane generated from the landfills and also livestock farms.
Larger than life.
Premiums received by life insurance companies have risen sharply. The quarterly figure for Q2 2021 is higher than ever before, and 30% higher than the equivalent quarter in 2019.
One of the things that the South African insurance companies look for is for age. So you want to be taking your life cover when you're younger, because that's when it's cheaper. The younger you are, the fitter you are, the better shape your body is in. Now, obviously, that doesn't apply to everybody, but for the general public, you want to take your life cover when you're young because of that premium.
Seven financial reasons to stay in SA.
The past few challenging years have had many South Africans, those privileged enough to be in such a position, weighing up their options in greener pastures. But there's a convincing argument why Mzansi might just be the best place to play the long game. Here's our list of seven reasons to be optimistic about what SA has to offer financially.
1. Local equities are lekker.
Credit Suisse reports that between the year 1900 and the year 2020, South African equities generated real returns of average 7.2% per year in local currency, exceeding the returns of any other country.
2. Dream home reality.
This year, the demand for luxury residential property increased, undoubtedly fueled by the record low interest rate environment. The current buyer's market means your dream home is now more accessible than ever.
3. Top emerging market currency.
Following July's unrest, the Rand swiftly reclaimed its title as the strongest emerging market currency. Now is an opportune time to use the resilient Rand to purchase foreign currency and invest internationally.
4. The best city in Africa.
Travel and Leisure magazine's World's Best Awards recently ranked Cape Town as the top city in Africa to travel to and 20th best in the world in 2021. The mother city is also home to two 2021 World's Best restaurants, the selections being La Colombe and Fane.
5. Stay local, work global.
With the global demand for remote workers experiencing an unprecedented boom, it is possible to work for an international company from the hinterlands of Tankwa or the hills of Underberg. which means an opportunity to earn in dollars but spend in rands.
6. A well-regulated financial sector.
South Africa is regarded as having a sophisticated, robust and well-regulated financial sector, a key pillar of our economy, distinguishing us from our emerging market peers. The sector is innovating at pace, with fintech app downloads in South Africa growing 116% between Q1 2020 and Q1 2021.
7. Stay local, invest global.
The lower costs of living La Vida Local relative to overseas puts you in a better position to direct your resources to investing globally.
Shift conversation starters.
Money.
The devastating effects of lockdowns on international travel has triggered the demise of the International Currency Exchange, ICE, one of the UK's best-known bureau de change chains. Closing outlets at airports and train stations, the UK arm of ICE has filed for administration.
We're in a crisis situation here. Airlines are doing a lot to help themselves. They're cutting back on capacity. They're cutting their own costs. That's not going to be sufficient to offset the revenue impact. If governments want to see connectivity maintained to support consumers and businesses, the industry needs support.
Culture.
According to Pipe Sanders' recent teen survey of US teens, Nike is the top brand for the 11th year in a row. iPhone ownership is at 87%. The top social media platforms for teens are Snapchat, 35% share, and TikTok, 30%. And Crocs are gaining popularity, up 3 places from last year, to come in as teens' 6th most preferred footwear brand.
Crocs over the last several years has really cleaned up their act. They've sharpened their SKU base, they've cut back on their distribution, they've really fueled that distribution more online, so kind of moving out of physical, moving more into digital, and they've ignited a younger consumer as their incremental consumer. So what I mean by that is they've really figured out how to tap into not just the Gen Z, which we see today, but also the millennial. And so doing collaborations, whether it's with Post Malone, whether it's with Justin Bieber, whether it's with different fashion brands like Balenciaga. And that's really helped broaden out the demographic appeal.
Society.
It's one thing for the media to say false things about my work, but it's crossing the line to say I'm riding an electric surfboard when that video clearly shows a hydrofoil that I'm pumping with my own legs.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, reacting to media reports around testimony by whistleblower Frances Haugen.
In congressional testimony, whistleblower Frances Haugen said Facebook chooses profit over public safety.
In the end, the buck stops with Mark. There is no one currently holding Mark accountable but himself.
Balance.
MindLabs is a mental health app with over 100 on-demand videos created by mental wellness, psychology, and neuroscience professionals. It's raised a $3.5 million seed round almost a year after its pre-seed funding. The platform with video classes for your mind is designed to reduce anxiety, stress, and loneliness.
Running a social media company, we saw firsthand the problems young adults were facing with their mental health. But the mind is one of the last frontiers humans are yet to fully understand.
MindLabs is the first live mental health platform.
Shift is an app for global citizens based in South Africa. It helps you buy, send, and store local and foreign currency anytime, anywhere, directly from your mobile. Visit getshift.co.za to download the app, powered by Standard Bank.